In exactly a week from now, we're going to be celebrating a day that's a Yom Noira V'Oyom. It's a day that is awesome, and it's also scary. Unfortunately, every year, any place that there is a large Jewish community, the hospitals are lined with young men and young women who have come close to death. When I was a bachur, there was a fellow who was killed in a drunk driving accident. The Ramban writes, Kol ha-mekudosh mechaveroi mechurav yoyser mimenu. Those things that have a greater propensity for sanctity can also be distorted and ruined. Of course, you know the Arizal that refers to Purim as a day that's holier than Yom HaKippurim. And there's no doubt in my mind that that's the reason why there are so many people who destroy the essence of Purim. And tonight I want to discuss with you, B'siyata D'shmaya, what it means to do Purim right. I'd like to discuss a very interesting nuance in the Megillah. And this subtle nuance in the Megillah might hold the key in the Avodah of Purim. In Perek Tes, Pasuk Yutes, the Pasuk describes the day of Purim as a day of Simcha Mishta V'yomtif U'mishloach Monos Ish L'Reyeyu. However, in Pasuk Chaf Beis, some things change. The pasuk describes it. Lasay saisam yimei mishte v'simcha u'mishloach manos ish l'reyeyu u'matanos lev yainim. The Gemara in Megillah notices that the first pasuk referred to Purim as a holiday, as a yom tov, and the second pasuk doesn't refer to Purim as a holiday. And the Gemara says that Esther Hamalka wanted Purim to be like Shavuos, to be like Pesach, to be one of the yomim tovim. With the Yisr Malacha. But the Chacham said no. The Chacham said, it's going to be a day that Me'ikr Dedina one could do Malacha. The simple reading of the Gemara is Esther asked for more, and she got a little less. But there's something else that's different between the two Pesukim. And that is that in the first Pasuk, the order is a day of Simcha followed by Mishta. And in Pasuk Chaf Beis, it's referred to as Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. The order is changed. Why? Why is the order changed? That's referred to as Yimei Mishta V'Simcha. Maybe V'Rabbi Rav Nevensal, son of Chizkiyo, one time when he was drunk on Purim, said to me a beautiful ha'ara. It's well known that the Megillah doesn't have the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But where is there a reference to Yudkei Vavkei? Sfar Makdoshim say, it comes from these words, Yovoi HaMelech V'Haman HaYoim. Let the king and Haman come today. I don't remember if Chizkiyo said the next part, I'm also a little bit hazy. But Yovoi HaMelech V'Haman HaYoim. It's a strange description of Hamelech, of Yudke Vavke, Hamelech, and Haman. That's in Shem Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Haman. And the answer to the question, Rabosai, why the Shem Hashem is found as Hamelech v'Haman, could be understood with the following Yisod. This Yisod, we've got to travel quite a bit of distance from Yerushalayim HaKadosh to England. You know, it reminds me, they say that there was once a barber who was giving a haircut. And he asked the fellow who came into his barber shop, maybe we should try this with Yitzchak and Akiva. So the fellow was giving him a haircut, and he says, what do you do? The guy says, well, I'm basically retired, but I'm a volunteered fireman. So the barber finishes the haircut, and he says to the guy, he says, look, I can't charge you. You're a volunteer. So the fireman came back the next day, and he brought him a fire cap as a sign of Hakaras HaTov. Next day, he's giving somebody else a haircut, and he asks him, what does he do? He says, I'm a volunteer policeman. So he says, I can't charge you for the haircut. The guy comes back the next day, and he brings him a volunteer policeman cap. Third day, he's giving somebody a haircut, and he asks him, what do you do? He says, I'm a rabbi. So after the haircut, he says, you're a man of the cloth. He's a Protestant. He says, you're a man of the cloth. He says, I can't charge you. So the next day, the rabbi comes back, and he brought another rabbi. So I have to bring another rabbi. Let's travel from Yerushalayim or HaKadosh. The Gruz guys get a little bit better. Let's travel from Yerushalayim or HaKadosh to England. Rabbi Akiva Tatz made this line famous. Could be, was said before him. In your Masechta, towards the end, in Arvei Pesachim, Nichnas Yayin, when the wine comes in, Yotza Soid. So the simple understanding of the Gemara is, Nichnas Yayin, the wine comes in, the secrets come out. In other words, people begin to talk. Rav David Shlita has some beautiful stories about how he opened up Rav Nevin Salam Purim. Ask him about them. Amazing. Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sod. Says Rav Tat Shlita, Nichnas Yayin, when the wine comes in, the secret of Klal Yisrael comes out. Wine that represents to the rest of the world, when people go out to drink, that's the same place in New York City and in London, wherever it might be throughout the world. Where you go, you're going to find drinking, you're going to find sin. And when it comes to Klal Yisrael, it's Pumfarkert, it's the opposite. Nichnas Yayin Yotza Sod, the secret of Klal Yisrael is that when it comes to wine, that we're able to use that even to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yavoi HaMelech V'Homon HaYoyim. The Avodah of Purim is to take HaMelech Kudsha Brichu and what the rest of the world thinks is Haman, thinks is evil, and that's a chelek of the shame of Yudkei Vavkei. And that's the Hester of Purim. That's why you're not going to find God explicitly. You're not going to find Him explicitly. Rather, you're going to have to bring Him out from what the rest of the world turns into Avera. We could be Mekadesh. We could elevate it. We could use it to service of Kudsha Brichu. How does one go into the Yayin? Is one thinking about oneself, or is one trying to take HaMelech v'Haman and bring it together? You know, there was a fellow who was dressed up on Purim, was wearing a bunch of sponges, and they asked him, what are you dressed up at? And he said, I'm self-absorbed. That person can't drink on Purim. Someone who's self-absorbed, someone who doesn't recognize that the Avodah of Purim is so much more, it's Yavai HaMelech v'Haman Ayoyim. And that person misses the essence. Person can't really, really tap into what our Purim is all about. Now, if one does Purim right, Lania's Daiti, one doesn't get crazy. There's this tremendous Simcha Shel Mitzvah. And there are going to be people around you, unfortunately, that the likelihood is that they're going to be doing Purim wrong. I'll never forget it. When I was a bachur in Tar V'Das, I walked into the Masiba. It was wild. And I saw people doing things that were inappropriate, people saying things that were inappropriate. And then Rav Pam's grandson, Rav Chaim Aryeh Pam, I haven't seen him in 25 years. He grabbed me and he started dancing. It was so, in Tar V'Das, it was already after, not like here, it's the night before the Masiba, the Su'udah. This was after the Su'udah. And the floor was entirely wet. It was wet with wine and other things. And Rav Chaim Aryeh was dancing with me, and he said to me, Chaim, when it gets slippery, you have to hold on tighter. Rabosai, on Purim, it gets slippery, but you could hold on tighter. If you bring the Hamelech v'Haman Hayoyim, you could reach tremendous, tremendous dargus. We started off as man. In many ways, it started the whole Zman, Yoyim HaKippurim, where we stand like angels. We remove ourselves from the entire Gashmias. The year started, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look! Look at the world from an entirely different perspective. Stand like an angel for 25 hours and reassess every single part of your interaction with the corporeal world. And then the year ends, the Zman ends, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to give you an opportunity that's greater because you're not Malachim. I created a world where there's HaMelech v'Haman and everything is from me, and you have the ability, if you hold on tight, that you'll be able to raise yourself above where you were on Yom HaKippurim. But you have to understand that this is the side. This is the secret of Klal Yisrael. The Muslims, they made wine usur because they tried to copy Judaism, but this is one thing they couldn't capture. The Christians couldn't hold on to it. Why? Because this is the side of Klal Yisrael. And there's some people who reach the side and some people never who won't. That's why Shulchan Aruch begins. Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit. We start off like that, Bechina of Yom HaKippurim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly in front of us. And how does Shulchan Aruch end? The same way the year ends, with Purim. Toiv Lev Mishta Tamid. A Tov Lev, a good heart, is always B'mishta. He's always drinking. He's always B'mishta, he's always drinking. And the Psukim are contradicting, the Ramah is contradicting himself. The Ramah starts out, Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit, Hashem should always be in front of you. And then he says, Toiv Lev Mishta Tamid. Which one is the Tamid? And the answer is that if a person goes through the Avodah of Yavoi HaMelech V'Haman, he's able to bring together all these things. He's able to turn Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Samit. It has to start with Yiras HaRoimimus. It has to start with Avodah Hamidus. It has to start with Elul. But this is the culmination. The culmination concludes that Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Samit, that Tamid is no different than Toiv Lev Mishta Tamid. That's the side. That's the secret of Klal Yisrael. An awesome vort, I'll conclude with, from Mayri V'Rabbi, Rav Nevin Sal Shlita. The Gemara tells us in Megillah, V'hoya L'Hashem L'Shem. Zu Mikra Megillah. Zu Megillah. I will make Hashem, I will become for a name, that is Megillah. What does that mean, that Megillah makes Hashem a name? The paradox is astounding. It's the one place that doesn't have Hashem's name. So what is the numerical value of Yud Kei Vav Kei? 26. How many Sifrei Tanakh are there? So most people erroneously say it's 24. There's actually 26. Because if you count Ba'alos Chavayud Min Sayaron, which are separate Parshios, there's 26 Sfarim of Tanakh. How many Masechtos are there in Shas? Mayri V'Rabbi said. If you follow the Vilna, there's 63. But there's actually 65, because Kalim was originally three different Masechtas. What was the last of the Sifrei Tanakh, and what was the last of the Masechtas of Shas chronologically? Esther Soif Hanisim. Esther is the end. Esther pulls everything together. The Hester is pulled together at the end of Adar, which is also the end of Tanakh, which also completes Tanakh, and it also completes Torah Sheba'al Peh. Without being able to do Purim right, then there's no Siyum. Then our year didn't finish. Now comes a beautiful, beautiful test. Not just a test, L'shem, a Bechina. It is the opportunity for us to take everything of this entire Zman and be able to say, I could take Haman and I could bring it into Melech and not Chas v'Chalila the opposite. But Rabbi said, you got to hold on tight. You got to hold on tight. You got to do it b'chachma. In my opinion, there's absolutely no reason for a person to drink whiskey. You're mekayim the mitzvah by drinking with wine. If you read the Rambam carefully, you drink wine only b'toch ha-seudah. If a person pre-games it, and he gets drunk before the Suda, then he was mevatel the whole mitzvah. My great rabbeim, every single one of them, I saw them besimcha gedol on Purim. Never did I see them lose control. And Rabbi Yamin could testify by Rabbi Branch Spiegel's house, it was simcha v'reish ein kamoyu. but our Rebbe was in total control. Could be some of the other guys weren't, but our Rebbe was in total, and he was keeping track of 80 boys at once. And in Rav Nevinzal Shlita's house, beautiful. But Gedolei Torah don't lose control because they understand Vasmeint Hamelech v'Haman Ayoyim. They have a pachat pechodim of Haman, and they have the sense of the tremendous hisoirus from Hamelech, and they're able to bring Yovay Hamelech v'Haman Ayoyim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu should give us a siyata d'shmaya to be able to do that, to be mekadesh shem shemayim, to finish his man with such dibuk with Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and be able to show the world. There's no other people in the world that could do this. That we're able to take this yayin and be able to turn it into a real simcha and avodas Hashem, and not chas v'chalila the opposite. And Be'ezer Hashem, this Purim should be a time of tremendous dveikus with kutcha brichu. A good Shabbos. Amen.